We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on the Morning Shift.
Back and going in the huddle, this report from ESPN senior writer and insider Adam Schefter. He says the NFL's investigation into alleged tampering charges against the Falcons for their involvement with then-free agent quarterback Kirk Cousins and the Eagles for their involvement with then-free agent running back Saquon Barkley is ongoing and could reach a conclusion as early as this week, per his sources. He goes on to say the sources believe the discipline, which is likely to involve draft picks, is expected to be more severe for the Falcons. And he gives two examples of tampering discipline from the NFL. The Dolphins forfeited their 2023 first-round pick and a 2024 third-round selection for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton on three occasions from 2019 to 2022. And then their owner, Stephen Ross, and also their chairman were both fined severely. And then there's another example of the Chiefs forfeiting their 2016 third-round pick and 2017 sixth-round selection for tampering with Jeremy Maclin. That was back in 2015. And again, they were fined heavily, as was head coach Andy Reid and their general manager John Dorsey at the time. So those are two examples of the penalties that a team could face if they are indeed involved in tampering.
Yeah, I would think it'd be closer to the Maclin penalty than it would be the Dolphins, so the Chiefs one, because the Dolphins one, you tampered with Tom Brady during a season when he was under contract. And if I'm not mistaken, I think from what I kind of heard, you kind of tampered with Sean Payton the exact same way during a season.
Yeah, that's what, yes.
When he was under contract, not just out of the season, but like during the actual season and when games are being played. And that's a big deal. Not to mention it was two. I think it's a little bit silly because there is a legal tampering period, but I know that it's where only they can talk to your agent. But let's be real, if Kirk Cousins has agreed to a deal, why can he not talk to the trainer? I mean, that's just me. I understand. I'm not a big fan of...
You're going off of what is in further into the report.
Yeah.
Then. Yes. Okay. Just want to make sure you clarify that.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that the people that they suspected. There's also been rumors that maybe he told them to get Darnell Mooney. Now, he could have told his agent that. And his agent, he could have said, hey, I'd like to play, tell them, you know, and I thought that would be legal since, you know, that's who they're allowed to talk to. My problem with this whole thing is being pushed by a few people that normally push negative narratives about the franchise. And that's the guy that copy and paste people's articles online and then gives a write-up on it, you know, the guy that runs Pro Football Talk.
Well, he lives in your head rent-free, because we're just talking about Adam Schefter here in this report.
Yeah, but the person that's been peddling this the most, Schefter's obviously been report has been that little Florio man, because he has a he has a mean on for the franchise.
Yeah, he wasn't kept in the loop, so he's upset about it.
He's always upset about something.
He is always upset about something, man, and it's frustrating. I think the frustrating part of this, guys, is the possible timing of it, and that's what really. I don't want to say it makes me nervous, but I think that's the scary part. If you're a Falcons fan and you're kind of holding your breath waiting for this to come down, and you know the first round of the draft is just a little over 48 hours away, because when we talked about it, and Tiff just read it right here on the page, the Tom Brady and Sean Payton, they were tampered with from 2019 to 22, and that came down where they, you know, they had an issue in 23. That was their, you know, what they paid for it with. The Chiefs forfeited their 2016 third rounder and 2017 sixth rounder after tampering with Jeremy Maclin in 2015, right? We are only a month plus removed from Kirk Cousins signing with the Atlanta Falcons, and yet this is right around the corner. Schefter's, it's coming. Why now? Like, why are we in such a hurry? Don't tell me we're trying to get this done before this draft, because I am going to lose my mind, as will a lot of Falcons fans, if all of a sudden we've talked about the draft in the first round and everybody that we need to take, and the entire scouting department's made their plans, they've gone on all these trips, and now all of a sudden something changes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I don't think that you want to talk about being mad.
Well, I don't think there's any way they can take a first round pick. I just don't think there's any way. I think it would be egregious to do that. It would be one of the worst punishments in the NFL for something that everyone else does.
Do you think they could make him switch places with Minnesota, because that was the other team involved?
So you
want to talk about Minnesota feeling good? They'd be like, yeah.
No, I don't. You know what? The problem for me is Minnesota publicly kind of had a deadline for when they thought they would know by, and when they would kind of move on. And that unless they find the tampering happened before that deadline.
I mean, you could only hope that it's the scenario that I listed with both of these, the former teams with the Dolphins and with the Chiefs, that it happens the following year. And that the immediacy is just that they're going to have the conclusion this week, not that they're going to get docked this week.
That's kind of my point, is that it scares me when Schefter comes out and says it's close to, a conclusion. Like, why now? Why are we talking about this now?
If they made you switch spots with Minnesota, which would be the 11, right?
Yeah.
That would turn the Kirk Cousins deal into a sign and trade.
I would have to go look at history of teams that have been fined for tampering and see when the punishment was levied.
I mean, we're pretty
team.
Much looking at it. I don't know that there's anything deeper than what we just talked about
earliest,
with Macklin and Tom Brady.
The most recent is two examples. These were two examples that were listed within the article.
The example that comes to mind that happened the most recent was the one that just happened with the Cardinals and the Eagles, where the Cardinals tampered with Jonathan Gannon, and they supposedly talked to him before their window was open. And I think they got like a fourth round pick out of it. They got a fourth round from the Eagles and then traded like six or something like that. I don't remember the exact.
Yeah, but you just answered you're answering one of my questions. So it's not just these two.
No,
there obviously is more.
Yeah, but that was the coach. Maybe that's different. I don't know.
When the punishment, do you recall when?
It happened the day of the draft. Last season.
That immediate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And that was with a coach. That happened the day of the draft last year. I remember that specifically. But look, if they take
We have a six.
Yeah.
But we don't have seven, is that it?
No, we don't have
so
seven.
So if they take one of our sixes.
I think that'd be lucky at this point.
Okay.
I'm holding my breath for something much worse.
I think it's going to be worse than that. I don't think a six would even be a blip on the radar, right? But I think based on the fact that it's Kirk Cousins.
Hopefully the punishment fits the crime.
My biggest issue with this.
I'm not rooting for this. I'm just saying, I think it's going to be something worse.
No, you're giving what you think it might be. You know my biggest issue with it is that what we're talking about seems to have happened during legal tampering. That's my biggest issue.
Same.
And I know the rules. I know the guidelines. I don't need you to tell me them. Nobody needs to do a wake-up call. Oh, you're just not understanding. I get the parameters. But just do away with that then. But you do this. See, this is where the NFL – and the one thing I will agree with some people who have issues with everything, especially this organization, is you're making it up as you go at times when the league comes down with these rules. You are. There's no set rule – there's no set penalty that if you do this, this is exactly what you get. You're doing a judgment case by case, which works out for some people and doesn't for others. But then you do this legal tampering for extra buzz, for extra pub, to make free agency week long instead of just a couple of day pop. And then teams get penalized from it. And I think there's just a
sliding scale.
Yeah, and there's a line that you're like, oh, we're okay with all this, but don't you do this, and we're going to get you.
Right.
Go get somebody else.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.